I was just curious. Well, if you can get rid of all those filters, wonder why it never became a thing. That's all I was worried about. I wasn't trying to break anything. I just thought, huh, okay, I read that little blog. I go, okay, that's pretty cool. So I turned it off, and all my squelch tails went away. I turned it on, and all my squelch tails went away. I go, huh, I wonder why they just don't do that instead of this reverse burst and all this other crap.
Because some, just like PL, some manufacturers do DPL differently. If you're all in the same model family of radios, it's fine. It's a little more touchy. DPL is a little more sensitive on modulation and things, whereas PL isn't as much, or isn't as forgiving as, it's more forgiving as much. Like, right now, I can't, my Kenwoods won't run the the DPL on the Kenwoods isn't getting picked up by the Quantars, but all my Motorolas and Kenwoods work, or all my Motorolas work fine. So I figure that, you know. So you run into those types of things with DPL. You don't have that issue on PL. You do, but not to the extent.
Okay, yeah, I get it. Well, like I said, it was more about this. I was trying to get rid of all those noises, and, you know, you probably know that box better than anybody, and, you know, all those different settings, and I'm just thinking to myself, okay, there's got to be a better way, and Google and AI and AI and Google and back and forth, everything else like that, and then I just read that little forum somewhere, and I go, okay, I'll try this, and it worked. So, and then I just turned everything off, and it was fine, it's crystal clear. So, all right, well, thanks for the education. I appreciate it.